Welcome to the Diabolical 7, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Gen V on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host Matthew and this is for Season 2, Episode 7. It's called Hell Week, or there's certainly some hell that's about to start. It's the penultimate episode of Season 2. I am going to look up, actually, once I'm done talking about the episode, if there's any Season 3 news, because I haven't seen any, but we'll do that later. This is a very interesting one to me, because I think this is the best episode of the season. I think it's got some like genuinely good moments, and you can obviously tell we're ramping up to the finale. It just, it strikes me as a bit of a shame, because we have one episode left, and you've set up something fantastic for the finale, something absolutely incredible for the finale. And also, if you look at the thread of how that could feed into The Boys season 5, which it probably will do so, it's just a shame that it's taken us this long to get there. And I know I like to talk about structure and pacing and stuff, and there's a few things that really stick out now that we've got to this point. And I don't think this has got anything to do with writing Andre out of the show. Because you know sometimes how you have like a character's written out of a show for a certain reason, and it's a main character, but it clearly wasn't part of the plan. Obviously understandable reasons here. Again, I've talked about recasting and all that sort of thing before. That doesn't feel like the reason that this season has gone the way that it's gone. It feels like you painted Marie as a very important character in season 1, but then everybody else had important things to do in season 1. And season 2 so far has been essentially a 7 episode, because we still have one episode left, a 7 episode journey trying to figure out who this guy is. Turns out it is indeed Thomas Godolkin, I think that's his name. Who, we can get to the twist in a minute with Dean, Cypher, and all that kind of stuff. But apart from some other pieces of this season, it's really only lent on that. And I think taking 7 episodes, or almost the whole season, to get to the point of, like, switcheroo, it's now Thomas, it was Thomas somehow, I guess, or whatever the whole time, and leaning your season on that, I don't think has worked very well. I don't think it's serviced a 7 episode arc, because that arc now of like, okay, who this person actually is and all that sort of stuff, that arc is now complete. It's now down to what he's gonna try and do next, and of course, you know, the job of now wrapping that up in a certain way in the finale, and then lead that into The Boys' 5th and final season, where, admittedly, now The Boys' 5th and final season has got a lot more ammo to work with. But I'm sitting here right now thinking of, like, okay, what other big things have happened this season? There was the Will They Won't They with Sam and Emma. There was the breakout at the beginning of the season from the prison. The whole thing with Kate, and then the PR stuff with the woman with the bee sting thing on her back. And then this storyline that didn't go anywhere, really, which is, okay, who attacked Kate and all the political stuff behind that. That didn't really go, that sort of just trailed off, almost. And then it's just been about, okay, Dean is in our way, he's very bad, we're getting trained, oh, now we figure out why we're getting trained, which is to do with Marie and obviously her power and everything, which I guess that plan worked. But there's not a lot of, apart from obviously dealing with Andre, but that wouldn't have been in the original season 2 plan, would it? And that was like, how much time has that actually taken up? Because we didn't even get a flashback for it. We had a scene where the characters talked about what happened, and then a part of a scene where someone walked past the door and said, "Oh, here is where it happened," and then we swiftly move on. I just don't think the plot line that you've, or character arc, or whatever you're going to call it, I'll get back to the structure thing in a second. The character arc thing of that, of, hey, Marie's really special. Cool. Oh no, Marie's really, really special, by the way. She's almost as strong as Homelander. Cool. Let's move that along. And then this weird thing of, okay, who has Dean got, locked up or whatever in his house? And also, why is he making it so accessible? I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. It's just, you probably could have done that in about half the time that you did, I think. Because that's what this season is like, okay, what's up with Dean? What's up with Thomas Godolkin? I know we saw the flashback thing at the start with him getting burned, and then Marie has healed him. But that's not really that complicated to do in 7 episodes. So I'm glad that we've got there and it was done very, very well in this episode. You just took too long, basically almost the whole season to get there. That being said, you have now set up a very interesting idea when, where essentially this Thomas Godolkin wants to do what, low soup type of genocide of like, yeah, we'll get rid of all the crappy ones so that we can be gods that will rule the earth. Which that plan is a bit flawed because then egos get in the way. Like you can't have someone like him and Homelander leading America. Because if you have too many powerful people with too many egos, which obviously Thomas and Homelander would have, and you kill off all the little ones so that you can rule the earth as soup gods, essentially, that doesn't work because then eventually there'll be disagreements, there'll be egos that get in the way. I mean, it's a flawed plan. It's an interesting one, and we'll see what kind of chaos breaks out next week. I suspect there'll be a lot of, deaths next week, just of like fodder characters and red shirts and things. That's interesting. That's great. I not only thought that you could tell that in about half the time. I feel like right now we should be at about episode 4. And I know you could look at the like ending of this episode and see that as like, okay, that's a very traditional way to set up, and a very classic way to set up a season finale. And I get that, but you could have, like, the scene that takes place at the end of this episode, I feel like we should have got to by about episode 4, episode 5. I feel like we should still have about 3 episodes left. And if it was maybe the case of you cut out like 3 episodes and then you have, or let's say you cut out 2 episodes, you get to hear by the end of episode 5, give it a bit more breathing room, and then you have episode 6 be episode 8. You could probably cut 2 of them out. So I just think for pacing and for structure, specifically pacing here, it's just taken too long to get to where we've got to, I think. Again, very interesting idea, an idea that is definitely flawed, and obviously Thomas is going to be a flawed character, as they all are. But yeah, anyway, I've already kind of said my piece about it. No need to keep repeating the same point. But yeah, this episode has some like genuinely good moments. You had oh gosh, I keep forgetting his name. Let's press back here, look at the cast list. Andre's dad, Polarity, like Polarity getting healed and being like, oh my god, I don't feel pain anymore. And then I guess that mirrors kind of Thomas's scene where he sort of Ethan Slater, by the way, is that guy's name. Not sure if I've seen him in something before. I'm not going to go through that rabbit hole now. Yeah, it's just like, what did everything else lead to in the season? Like, I'm looking here at Justine. She was, what'd you call it? She was the one who like teamed up with Emma, and they were gonna put like they were gonna muck about with flyers and things like that. Like that went nowhere. Speaking of things that went nowhere, something I really want to talk about, and again, it might be because, haha, it's funny, whatever. This thing with Sam and the Brotherhood stuff, apart from the fact of killing off the guy at the end of the episode, I'll tell you what happened. Because I got to the end of the scene where Polarity is like, oh, I'm healed and stuff, then got an ad break, which was 2.5 minutes, by the way. came back, and a naked small Emma is in Sam's pocket. He walks up to these guys, and before I know it, this guy is crawling out of this other guy's ass, which we saw that already. We knew that that was in the show. And I actually paused it. I went, wait, what's in a way of like, oh my God, someone coming out of a guy's ass or whatever. It's not like something you haven't seen on the show before. But you like cut from that to that, and they're like, hey, yeah, you got to make time for the things that are important. And what was it? And then Sam's like, yeah, I've been busy. And also, and then this thing is happening. And then even Emma was like, oh God, what's, I found that quite, I got a little chuckle out of that as well. But I actually paused and rewound that whole scene. And I was like, wait a minute, why have we gone from Polarity having this really great moment? And I really like that moment. It's one of my favourite moments of the episode. And then suddenly a guy is calling out another guy's ass, and Sam is like, yeah, got to deal with this and that. And it just... yeah, that puts me onto the... I should probably get onto the structure thing that I'm going to talk about. I thought the structure of this episode was pretty bad. Whether it was an actual editing problem, because there could be... when it comes to structure, there can be a difference between what order are we putting our scenes in, which I'm assuming they're all planned that way. Of like, hey, we're going to film this, then we're going to cut to this, then we're going to cut back to this. Okay, let's figure out how much time we're spending in the scenes before we jump to the next one. Are we doing any smash cuts, cut to blacks, you know, that kind of stuff. But when you have all those scenes filmed, I don't know if it was like completely the episode structure, although I do have the problems with like the way you've cut back and forth between certain stuff. But I felt like I sort of felt in me this sort of editing problem with the episode, where it just... maybe it was the speed that you cut between scenes or something, or like the pacing of different scenes. Like you got this slow, nice moment with Polarity being healed, and then suddenly like Sam, Emma, naked guy, Emma's friend comes along, and then like the Brotherhood stuff, and I'm like, whoa. And then it kind of, that happened like, that was the one that stood out to me, but that happened a couple of times. So I thought the structure of this episode really kind of struggled with that, which is a shame, because you've got some really genuinely great content in here. Anyway, we've got plenty more to talk about, but that feels like a decent stopping point for a moment. Let's take a break, we'll come back and talk some more Gen V. See you in a minute. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, let's talk about the reveal and how I feel about all of it. So, of course, the guy that Dean Cypher has been looking after this whole time was indeed Thomas Godolkin. We did see him in... it was either in episodes 1, 2, or 3. the triple premiere. And of course there was the chemical burn in the lab. If you remember why that happened, it was they had some, is it called Compound V, the blue stuff that people inject to get powers, and it went terribly. They all kind of burned and fell apart and whatever else. And if I remember, Thomas didn't take one, I think, because wasn't he the scientist that ran in there to warn them not to do it, and then he tried to reach for the fire thing or the stop sign thing, and he got badly burnt from it. But I think he was basically the only surviving member of that. Now, this reveal, it makes sense to a degree. I kind of buy it, although I think you've made this a little bit more complicated than what it is. And I think there's a little bit of stretching going on. I understand the idea of, like, okay, Dean wasn't Dean the whole time. This was some other person. And Thomas was controlling him. That is the idea that I've gleaned from that anyway. Great acting by Hamish, by the way. The sort of switch of, like, no, I'm not such and such and whatever. I thought that was pretty good. Now, obviously, there's still one more episode, so there's still more information that we could get from this. So, maybe I'm forgetting something, missing something, but so I don't remember him taking a Compound V. The room was, like, burning up or whatever it was doing, and he fell on the floor, and that was the last that we saw of him. Now, it makes sense in terms of the state of the room and him ending up in the physical state that he did. What doesn't line up to me is, okay, so we established at different points that Dean has got mind control powers, right? We established that in, what, the Jordan Maria fight, when he suddenly took over, I think it was Marie that he took over, right, and made her try to kill Jordan, essentially. Which, again, that whole scene in the toilet thing was very weird, but never mind. So, am I to believe that, because there's the program to connect to this, and the reason that Marie is important, which adds up, because, okay, Marie, I guess, needed to heal Thomas, right? So that Thomas could be at full strength so that he can do what he's about to do. I'm just a little bit lost on, okay, so he was burning in a room that was on fire. Okay, he could have gotten out. They said at one point, I'm just trying to go through this bit by bit and make this make sense to myself before. I don't feel like I should jump at this and be like, it doesn't make any sense, because I'm trying to actually, like, put all the little bits of information together myself right now and talk about it. So that happens, but it's not established specifically that Thomas has got powers, because we're led to believe for six and a half, that Dean has got, actually not for 6.5 episodes, whenever the toilet episode was, I think it was 4 or 5, but you're telling me that Thomas had them the whole time, which was how he was making Dean do what he was doing, but then Dean would have had to have pulled Thomas out of the room so that he could be in the incubator of things so that he could be getting healed. And while that was happening, Thomas was controlling Dean to train Marie so that Marie could heal him. Okay, that makes sense. What doesn't quite make sense to me is how Thomas has got the mind control powers to mind control Dean. To then do all the bits that Dean has been doing. I know they keep calling him Cypher, but his first name is Dean, so whatever. That doesn't quite line up to me. Maybe there'll be, again, more information next episode. Either that or I'm forgetting something, or I've misremembered something. Because at first I was like, okay, this doesn't make entirely that much sense to me as to how this guy has been doing this. I did like the, speaking of pacing, I know I criticized the pacing and the structure of this episode, the pace of the reveal of that I did think was quite good, the sort of, the way Thomas gets up, and, like, everybody's in there, and Emma's like, hey, can you help Marie, and you can tell Thomas just makes this slow twist, again, very well played by, what's this guy's name, Ethan Slater, very well played by him and performed by him. This sort of, it's like you've accidentally awakened this villain. I thought it was great, the way that all played out, and the reveal from everybody of like, this guy isn't acting the way that we thought he was going to. He's acting a bit different. I thought that was really great as well. And then that actually cutting back and forth between what was going on in the training room, I thought was really, really good as well. And then obviously the twist with Dean suddenly like kicking into his actual personality. I can't remember what name he said that he was, but I'll pick up on that next episode. I thought that was very good. So in terms of the pacing and the structure of that reveal, I thought that was very, very good. It's just the way the rest of the episode was a bit odd to me in that regard as well. Because, I'm going to guess that next week Thomas is going to... I almost thought what was going to happen, because obviously there's the twist with the Sam's friend, whatever you'd call him, being choked and, slowly killed. I thought that when he was walking across the field, because they were playing frisbee or something, I thought you were going to start seeing, like, them start killing themselves or killing each other. I thought you were going to start seeing, like, chaos break out. Because I wonder... Well, first of all, I wonder where he's going to go first. Because, he didn't seem that bothered by, or bothered at all by, sort of, okay, Emma and Marie and everybody else is here. Let's go and deal with all that. Maybe he's going to go to Dean first and talk to him about something, I suppose. So that could be very interesting. But I'm going to guess you're going to have, like, students running around causing chaos and, again, killing each other or whatever, probably as Thomas is walking through this school. Who can stop him? I mean, it'll be interesting to see next week. Like, is he just going to go over to Dean, kill him? Because what's going to be the... What would now be the big thing? Like, you're going to have Homelander show up in the season finale and kind of... Because you can't really do too much with Homelander until probably the series finale of The Boys, which is probably 9 episodes away. Because then one more episode of this and probably 8 episodes of The Boys. I mean, they can have a scrap, like, Homelander can be told, like, maybe Homelander gets told by Vought or something that, Thomas is out or something, and he goes and has, like, a scrap with him, and maybe you see, maybe Marie gets involved in some way, Thomas is there, and, like, it'd be interesting if you got a scene with Thomas that, like, he goes a bit toe-to-toe with Homelander or something. Or maybe he just fights Marie. Maybe he has a scrap with Marie instead and the sort of... Because it's interesting now, you've kind of got four key players, which is Thomas, Homelander, Billy and Marie, who have all been pitched as, like, the show's... or the universe's, franchise's biggest characters, because Billy is obviously going to go after Homelander. Homelander's probably going to be against everybody anyway, because he's, out for himself. You've got Thomas, who's on this... Although Thomas wouldn't necessarily go after Homelander, would he? Because Homelander's one of the best of the best, in terms of power, I mean. Because Thomas has made it clear that, okay, his objective now is, let's go to the low 10%, let's say, and kill them all off so that we can live as gods. Well, Homelander's not in that category, is he? So, but I wonder what Homelander would think of that. So that's where the ego thing is going to come back in as well, because, if you say to Homelander, like, hey, do you want to live in a world, I mean, Homelander actually wouldn't want to do that, because you think of the times where Homelander's had the political side on his side, and he loves, like, the cheers from the crowds and stuff. So, yeah, thinking about that in terms of, okay, Thomas would want to go and kill all those people probably because, well, some of them wouldn't even have powers, would they? So he would just probably get rid of them because he just wants to live in a world full of gods. Whereas Homelander loves praise from, like, civilians because it gives him, good PR, and it obviously boosts his ego as, like, a Trump sort of thing, right? So Homelander wouldn't want to do that, so Yeah, I'm curious about the power play now between, yeah, Marie, Thomas, Homelander, and Billy. I mean, Billy would be more kind of, because okay, which of those four would want to kill each other? Because okay, Billy would probably want to take out Thomas, because Billy probably wouldn't want the idea as well of, although I can't remember his exact state of mind. I remember he was like against the not the seven, the boys. He was kind of, he fell out with them. And obviously, like, killed Victoria and all that sort of thing, right? So you could have a situation where Billy and Homelander are against each other. I still think that they'll just kill each other in the series finale. It's interesting with Marie, though, because the whole thing that Dean was pointing out this whole time was, okay, you can go toe to toe with Homelander. And while it makes sense with her power in terms of healing, I don't get, like, okay, let's say that she's supposed to be toe to toe with Homelander, and Homelander flies down, shoots heat vision straight at her, like straight at her head or something. She couldn't do like a Queen Maeve and put her arms up, or like a Wonder Woman put her arms up. She couldn't do that. She couldn't really jump out the way. I mean, unless there's like one other, because we know Marie's very powerful if like she has the blood and she uses it as like whips essentially, and she can like use blood to like cut through stuff. Okay, that's cool. But like if it got to a point where, and I know I'm kind of not talking about the episode specifically, but I just want to talk about the power play now that we have this switch up with Thomas. Because if you had a situation where, let's say, Marie is like pitched as the healer that can do some damage, because I now personally think it's a case of certainly against Supes, in terms of okay, Marie would be better for the healing than the attacking. Because if like a bunch of Supes start getting injured, obviously Marie can do, heck, she can bring people back to life, basically, almost. She's able to heal Kate if that happens, and then she had obviously a ton of healing to do with Thomas, but for the let's call it the good team. Apart from Starlight, who they nerfed last season at the boys, who do they have that can really do anything? Because if Thomas can just. And he almost seemed better at than what Dean was, and maybe that was obviously intentional. He has more like powerful kind of aura to him, doesn't he? But I mean, if, again, I look at the whole the thing Dean was talking about this whole time with the Marie going toe to toe with Homelander, and it's like, okay, you got the heat vision stuff. I can't remember what Homelander specifically calls it, but what's also stopping Homelander from like flying out of nowhere and just gut punching Marie and just, well, quite frankly, ripping her whole body apart where she couldn't then heal anybody. I don't get what's like stopping that from happening because, correct me if I'm wrong, this whole time in The Boys and Gen V, that's been one of the problems with like, okay, Homelander's a big problem. You don't want to piss him off because he'll kill you, so we've got to be politically favoritist towards him because no one can really stop him right now. Apart from maybe, because like you look at Billy, for example. I'm not doing a man versus woman comparison thing, but like the tentacle thing, he could probably stick those into Homelander and like rip him apart. Whereas, like could Marie get one of her blood whips and like cut Homelander's head off? I don't think so. It doesn't feel like something. I don't know. I don't know how that power play kind of works. But I think you're gonna have to have it where, like, and who knows? Maybe Thomas dies next week before Homelander even shows up, right? Maybe that happens. Maybe Marie manages to kill him some way. Although I don't really get how that would work. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, don't know. And also just with, Okay, so if we refer back to our main group and what could happen next week. So he's obviously not concerned about... I mean, that's just all the thing with... So he goes up to this guy like, hey, what can you do? And it's a pretty useless power. And he's like, okay, you're not one of us. You're not one of the gods. I'm going to get rid of you, right? Would Emma be considered god tier? Would Jordan be considered god tier? Maybe Marie could be. Okay, Sam's got a heavy hit on him, but... you can't, like, mind control someone. Okay, Jordan can switch genders, and then I can't remember what the female version can do, but the male version can also hit really hard. But Emma, like, can go small and go really big. Great. Kate can essentially almost do the same thing Thomas can do, but seemingly maybe better or something. Although she wasn't healed in the episode, was she? So, which, yes, Marie should be doing that. I get why there was the hesitation and stuff, but I'm going to guess that's going to maybe happen next episode as well. So we'll have to see how that goes. Is there any other bits and pieces to talk about? Just other stuff. You've got, obviously, Sam and Emma's friend. They were sort of, you know, doing the man off kind of thing. I loved Emma's reaction to that of like, oh god, they're getting in each other's way, I'm just gonna deal with this myself. Because he can, not Sam, I've forgotten the guy's name, the big guy that Emma's been taking a bit of a liking to, he can fly, right? And Jordan can jump really far. Try to think who to compare Jordan to. I mean, technically, not in the same power level, nowhere near the same power level, but he essentially has the same powers as, like, the Hulk, which is jump really far, which Hulk can do, and then hit things. Obviously, Sam can't, like, be a nuclear tank sort of thing, which Hulk can kind of do. Anyway, so, yeah, you had that, which was, that was a nice moment as well. You've got, Polarity being healed. That was one of my favourite parts of the episode. So that was really great. I love the way that happened. And also actually seeing him be fully fit and, like, taking on Dean was very, very good as well. So I quite like that. It was really just, like, figuring out, okay, this is Thomas Goldar. I don't know if I'm disappointed, because there's two parts to the revealer, which is, like, okay, who it is, and then why they are in the situation and what's going on with them. For Thomas to be who Thomas actually is more interesting than who he could have been, which was, I guess, some scientist guy, because that was what I was kind of talking about before, of, like, okay, who is this person? It could be somebody really exciting, really interesting. And then they said, oh, it might be Thomas Godolkin. And I think my reaction to that was kind of... that's a bit like... oh, whatever. But then we didn't know this. So that does make that better, which is good. But I don't remember coming up with, like, who else it might be, other than, like, maybe one of Dean's family members. But then we know that Dean's not actually kind of Dean either. So... that puts a twist on the whole thing. It's also kind of impressive in a way as well that clearly you've got, like, unlimited range with the mind control stuff from Thomas to Dean. Although it's kind of deeper than mind control, isn't it? It was sort of almost like controlling his whole body, essentially. But a much better sort of version of it than what Dean had. But how Thomas was also so injured and could do this as well is interesting. I wonder what would have happened if Dean... I'm going to keep calling him Dean, by the way, until we get, like, a proper other name. He was going to smash Thomas's head in at one point. But I suppose now that you look at that, like, he wouldn't have done that because Thomas was in control of Dean the whole time. But yeah, he seemed like, I don't know, very, very close to doing that until what the camera alarm went off or whatever it was. So, interesting stuff. All right, then that's pretty much it for the episode. We got a quarter one more episode left. There won't be any more Gen V podcasts after that. Because then we'll just have the finale and then we'll swiftly move on to The Boys' fifth and final season next year. Let's just quickly look up, speaking of that, because I'm pretty much done talking about the episode. Oh, my phone's doing that really loud thing. You know when your iPhone goes really loud for like no reason? Gen V season 3. Will there be a season 3 of Gen V? There's been no official announcement for Gen V and its future is uncertain given that the parent series The Boys is ending with its fifth season. However, showrunner has indicated a third season of Gen V is possible and she is busy with making Law and Order. So we might not get a third season then. This is a few key points here. No official renewal yet. While Gen V is not being renewed for a third... third season not been yet confirmed. Uncertainty due to The Boys finale, the main show. The Boys is ending with its fifth season, which creates uncertainty for the future of its spin-off, Gen V. Possible future, busy with SVU. So no actual official renewal yet. As a quick Reddit thread, let's just have a little scrub through that for a second. How long do you think Gen V in general will last? This was 97 days ago. Could it possibly end at season 3 or even after season 2? Or could you have see it lasting 5 seasons like The Boys does? I guess it does depend, right, on... Because this is so deeply connected now to The Boys, literally where you've got things crossing over, and I mean it's deeper than crossovers, there's like, you know, it's almost like another season of The Boys, but just focusing on different characters. I suppose if we, if they came out now and said, right, we're doing a season 3, you would then look at The Boys season 5 and go, right, every single Gen V character therefore has to survive, well, not every single one of them, the main ones have to survive the fifth season of The Boys, because then Gen V season 3 would come out after that. And that could potentially spoil that. So, because the other show that you've got, the other spin-off, is a prequel anyway, so you're already able to announce that. I don't know, because, yeah, unless you finish The Boys season 5, so then we know the fates of all the characters, and then renew Gen V for season 3. But then would it delay it? I don't really know. So, because then if you had this as the final season, like let's say next week is the series finale. By the way, I wouldn't do any sort of like series wrap up until we actually knew what was going on. Although you've had things like Ted Lasso that were supposedly wrapped up, I did do a series wrap up podcast, and then now it's coming back for season 4 anyway. But different show, different network. I'll cover next week's episode because I'll do that anyway. I don't know, because if they then say like, hey, yeah, that we're not doing season 3, this is the last one, what do I do with the series wrap up after that? I don't know, depends what state the characters are in, because that would be weird actually if like, let's say the finale came out and they went, right, that was the last episode. Although they probably would have already said that. If they say it's the last episode and then I do like a series wrap up, and then you would then have this weird thing where like that show is not coming back, so you then have to dump all the Gen V characters into The Boys season 5, and then you would completely wrap up everything, I suppose. I think if you would have a sixth season of The Boys, you would already know if there's a season 3 of Gen V. So, anyway, I don't want to jump into any sort of series wrap up and be like, oh, this is how I feel about a show overall, and then it comes back for season 3 anyway. So we'll see what happens next week. We still do have one more episode left anyway. I'll cover that next week. And then, I mean, if we get any other news, I could do like, you know, a news podcast, but not a sort of like series wrap up podcast. So I have to see what happens. But then, yeah, waiting from June until like those 8 weeks and then seeing what happens after that. But maybe that's jumping ahead. Maybe that's jumping ahead. Anyway, what did you all think of this episode? Did you also have like some weird hiccups with the editing, maybe the structure? What did you think of the big reveal? What do you think of some of the moments? And do you think we should have got there sooner? What do you think of the show and what's going on with all of it? Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkyCare, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. I'll be back next week with the season finale. I'm going to treat it like a season finale because even if it is the last episode, we'll still see these characters later. So when I go to cover the episode, I'll call it a season finale. Unless there's some different news in between now and then. We'll have to just see what happens. It's almost like Yellow Jackets all over again, but for different reasons, I suppose. Anyway, if you like what you heard and you want to hear more podcasts from us, we've got a bunch of them. They're over on entertainmenttalk.org. That's for TV, games, films, and maybe not a podcast. We've almost completed a full slate this week, which is, speaking of Yellow Jackets, we did find out this week that the fourth season is going to be the final one, so I talked about that over on Hear Me Roar. Yesterday, we had a big, packed, and lengthy gaming talk. We talked about a lot of different stuff, but talked about what Bluepoint might be working on. We talked about my thoughts on Metal Gear Solid Delta. I've almost finished that. We talked about some Naughty Dog stuff. I talked about Expedition 33. We talked about the Joystick Game of the Year, Golden Joystick Game of the Year nominees, and their odd, very weird selections for Game of the Year specifically. We talked about that and a whole bunch of other stuff. Breaking Bad, we're not sure what's going on this week. I'll talk to David tomorrow. There's just something going on. If not, we'll come back and cover, I think it's season 4, episode 6 is the next one. Notes and stuff are already ready to go. If you do still want to write in for this week's Breaking Bad podcast, you can still do that, by the way. Go and watch season 4, episode 6. That's the one that we'll be covering. It's not going to be today for Wednesday, otherwise we'd have already done it. It might be tomorrow. I will talk to David tomorrow and see what happens. But if you don't see an episode sort of Friday night, let's say, in your feed, then we'll be coming back next week for that. So just heads up for that. And speaking of the weekend and other stuff, football is back this weekend, Premier League football, and we take a little trip to Anfield. Can Ruben Amorim get his first back-to-back Premier League wins as Manchester United manager? Still not done it yet. Did win the previous game against Sunderland, so if we beat Liverpool at Anfield, which is not an easy task, then that will be his first back-to-back wins. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's this Sunday at Anfield against Liverpool. That's, of course, for Manchester United. And then, of course, we'll be back next week with probably another gaming talk. Of course, it was Geek Town Radio as well this week, which I was on with David. So go and check that out for your TV and your film news, things like that. We'll talk about that in a second. Next week, should be doing a Breaking Bad next week, definitely. Whether it's this one or the next one, we'll have to wait and see. And of course, come back with the finale for Gen V. We'll see what happens next week. Anyway, if you have any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, I've already said, I've already done all that bit, haven't I? Entertainmenttalk.org podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, main eye podcast. If you like what you heard, you can listen to more stuff, and you can also support us by listening to more of our podcasts and using word of mouth in social media. You can, if someone mentions a thing we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers for the ad-free podcast review options. If that is whatever you'd like to. Geektown already mentioned that. Geektown Radio on Tuesdays is a new episode from technically yesterday. Go and check that out. A brand new episode to get your TV and your film news. Did talk a little bit about Yellow Jackets over on there and some other stuff, so check that out as well. Geektown Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. I think Geektown Radio is taking a small little break as well, but it might be back, I think, the week after next, because I think David is going to MCM as well, so look for that. And then, YouTube Entertainment Talk plays for all of our video game bits and pieces. Anyway, we'll see what the hell happens next week in the finale. Who lives, who dies, what Thomas does, and whatever else happens. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.